One of the welcome signs of spring is the killdeer. At winter's end, when melting snows leave fields desolate and brown, suddenly killdeer are just there, yelling their heads off, running on quick legs or flying on wings as pointed as knives, yet softly feathered. From a distance, they look as brown as exposed soil, but close up you see their white underside and their double necklace, white tiara, and big, beautiful black eyes outlined with vivid orange and black. And when they open their wings in flight, we suddenly see flashy wing markings and a bright orange tail. Farmers welcome killdeer not just for their beauty and tameness, but because they eat so many grasshoppers, beetles, and snails, and they take very few seeds at all. Unfortunately, they and their eggs and babies are vulnerable to pesticides and early mowing. Killdeer lay their four eggs on the ground, not in a nest, but in a little scrape shaped out by both the male and the female, which is usually built up with little stones, shells, bone fragments, and other small items that hold the eggs up and keep them well drained. The brown splotchy eggs blend in perfectly with this nest. Ground nests are easy to construct but vulnerable to all kinds of dangers. When a potential predator draws near, killdeer parents are famous for putting on a broken wing act and leading the predator away. Some large animals, such as bison and horses, can crush or trample a killdeer nest but are not interested in eating baby or adult birds, so are not enticed to follow an adult that ostensibly has a broken wing. In these cases, the killdeer sometimes plants itself between nest and mammal, fluffs itself out to appear larger, and makes a high-pitched screech that was once reported to actually part a stampeding herd of bison. Killdeer eggs take at least 3.5 weeks and often longer than 4 weeks to hatch. The babies do a great deal of their developing inside the egg and hatch as fluffy chicks, certainly one of the most adorable birds in the world. The whole clutch hatches in synchrony, first to last, virtually always hatching within 8 hours and often within a single hour. As soon as all of the babies are dry, they're led away and follow their parents to appropriate feeding areas where the parents show the babies edible items to pick up. Chicks remain with their parents for well over a month. Because killdeer so often nest near humans, the babies are very often picked up by well-meaning people, and since the downy little chicks are unusually endearing, people sometimes can't help but try to raise them. But this is virtually always doomed to failure, because killdeer imprint on their parents and instinctively need their parents to show them appropriate food. Baby killdeer look surprisingly healthy as they starve to death. People who made the mistake of keeping one have told me how shocked they were when a baby died overnight that seemed so healthy and wasn't even a bit hungry. If a baby killdeer is in danger and must be picked up, perhaps as a car or mower approaches, there's no problem putting the little bird back down again. Killdeer recognize their babies by sound and sight, not by smell. The killdeer entry in the Birds of North America says that at one Mississippi building, where killdeer frequently nested on the roof, a rain gutter surrounded the roof and the chicks always ended up in it. Parents could apparently hear their cries from the downspout at ground level and would call at the base of the downspout, whereupon the chicks would run along the gutter to the top of the downspout and leap into it, sliding to ground level. Yep, killdeers, combining beauty, brains, and resourcefulness in a 3-ounce package. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.